besides relationships and for people that are just waiting for something better to come along.
Spoken like a cynic.
I'm not a cynic. I'm a realist.
You are a realist masquerading as a cynic who is secretly an optimist.
God. We are back. We are back. Thank you. Thank you. It is Tuesday night, the Every Woman Talk Show. We have been gone for a little while, but we are back, and I'm so excited about all the new things we're going to be doing this season. June 2nd, here we are. I thought about a couple of topics to start out with, and I decided I wanted to start out with being submissive. Do we think that makes us weak? I really wanted to hear what so many people had to say about it, because I think some of us believe the word submissive equates with being weak. However, I totally disagree with that. You know, my theory, I guess, from, you know, my religious point of view and from being a wife, from being a mother, that being submissive has nothing to do with being a weak person. I'm not even going to say woman, a weak person. It has everything to do with what works better for you. And everybody can't do it. It's not for everybody. The funny thing about it is I got this topic. I'm sitting at home, and my producer, Nass, said to me, oh, you got to come up with your, you know, your topics for this month. And I'm like, okay. And I was so going through so much. I was like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to talk about, what to start with. And I happened to be looking at his channel, and it was about women teaching other women how to be submissive in their relationships. And it wasn't about being weak. It was about everybody having a part to play. So what this older woman said, stick with me, she said to the young girl, she said, so do you withhold sex? And the girl said, yeah, when a man, I withhold sex. She said, you can't do that. She said, when you withhold sex, you're not taking on your wifely duties. Now, maybe I didn't like the way it was said, but it's true. In the Bible it says that, and the Quran it says that, and I'm sure in any other religious books it probably says the same thing, that we have duties, they have duties, and when we put the duties together, it makes a marriage. I believe that's why so many dysfunctional marriages today and so many divorcees today, because nobody knows what their place is. Nobody knows when to give in, when to submit, whether it be him submitting to her or her submitting to him. Anyway, back to the young ladies. So what she said to her, she said, when you are a little more submissive, when you get in and make him feel like he is the man of the house, believe me, you're going to get so much more in return. So the young lady tried it. She tried. She said, I wanted this for dinner. She made that for dinner. She said, you know, I like to have my house look this way instead of that way, because she wasn't a very clean person. She started to do that. In return, he bought her lavish gifts, took her on trips. They talk all night long, and they laugh, and they joke, and they were really happy. Something so small as in what he wanted and what she could do to provide for him. She got, in return, what she wanted him to provide for her. So being submissive doesn't always simply mean that you are laying down as a rug and someone to step all over you, walk all over you. For one, you can't be submissive. This goes both ways. You can't be submissive to a man who's abusive. You can't be submissive to a woman who's abusive. It doesn't work like that. That doesn't mean that you're submitting to the right. That means you're just being a pushover. And that's not what this is about tonight. This is not about telling people to be a pushover and let anybody say whatever they want to say, treat you any way you want to be treated. That's not what this is about. This is about learning our roles in our relationships, learning our roles. Now, what makes me laugh about the situation is we as women, we want them to open the door for us. We want them to pull our chair out for us. We want them to do all these things that a man is supposed to do. But what's wrong with us being a little submissive? What's wrong with us making sure that his dinner is ready when he comes home from work. Hey, I'll run your bath water for you. I don't have no problem with that. If you're my man and you're tired, I don't have no problem with that. What's wrong with us wanting those things for them, the same things that we want for us? Those little things, my little things, we want flowers sent to us just for no reason at all because we think it's so sweet. What can we do to make it easier for them to stop the fights and the arguments? Sometimes you have to step back and say, someone told me, learn how to fight your battles. So that also goes in relationships, and we're disagreeing on something. Somebody's got to let it go. Somebody's got to submit to it. What's wrong with you being the one that's submitting to it? So I was waiting on some phone calls, hoping that some people would chime in. I know it's our first night back. So excited. So I'm sure our listeners don't even know we're back yet. But once again, I was hoping to get some feedback on what people think submissive, being submissive means. And does it mean you're being weak? Can you be a submissive person and still be a strong-minded person? Go out in this world and take on your job like it's nothing. Go on and take care and be a parent like it's nothing. Is there something wrong with being submissive in your relationship, in your marriage? Is that making you seem like you're half of a person to do that? You know, I just wanted to, you know, reach out and see if we can get some feedback on that. I don't know if my producer's on the line. Nath, are you there? Maybe he's not.
I'm in the building, young lady. What's going on?
Hey there. This is my producer. I'm so excited to be back as we've been gone for such a long time, it seems like.
Yes. But we're back for the summer edition. So, I mean, just trying to make sure we do what we do. Kind of do a little revamping. But I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. Yeah. I'm very happy. I like the direction that we're doing. You know, we're gonna be a lot informative. We're definitely going to be having fun this summer, you know, and I know Uli's going to do your thing as far as this subject matter. It's funny that you brought it up because I had a couple people at the job, you know, they're tuning in now. So, you know, they were talking about being submissive doesn't make you weak, you know. I guess from one woman's standpoint, she doesn't want to know her name out there because I know that her and her husband, at this time, they're eating dinner, but I know that she listens to the show. But she was saying no, you know, from her opinion. This is a strong woman. She's a woman... well, she's approximately maybe about 53 years old. Strong woman, career minded.
Okay.
You know, she had to find balance. She was just sitting, you know, we were talking, you know, basically, you know, in coming and going. She was saying she had to find balance of being submissive and also being, you know, I guess, not, I wouldn't say the word aggressive, but being, I guess, a little bit more assertive, you know, if
right.
I'm saying the word correctly. She had to find balance. You know, and then she found that, you know, being submissive, there's times when she had to be submissive with her husband.
Mm-hmm.
She had to find that balance, you know. So,
and that's what it's all about. It's finding the balance. And like I said, being submissive to someone who's abusive will never work. But when we say submissive, we mean what is going to make your marriage work better for the both of you. So he has a role to play. You have a role to play. Your children have a role to play. And the strange is when marriages back in the day, our great-grandparents and our grandparents were getting married, they knew their roles. And those marriages lasted for 50, 60 years. Those marriages aren't lasting like that anymore. And I know things are different. I know that the women are out in the work field just as hard as the men are. I understand. I get that. So they're not only the breadwinners, so are we. I get that too. But there's still men are... God, and whichever God you choose to serve, has created us differently. He created a man to be a strong, masculine man to do those hard things, and he created us to be a nurturing, soft person to do those other things. So even with us still being in the workplace, having to work different jobs and different hours and different kind of jobs, when you come home, that doesn't apply anymore. You have to change your mode of thinking. That doesn't apply anymore. So you definitely have to change your mode of thinking and say, you know what, you are the man of the house. Whatever decision you make, we're going. Now, I might bite your tooth and nail on it, but at the end of the day, if you think that's what's best for the family, I'm going to let you lead, and I need to follow. So if you say this $50,000 we have in the bank, you think we should not touch this $50,000, and I say, well, I want to open up a clothing store, and you say, not right now, I don't think it's a good idea. I have to believe and trust that you are looking at our best interests. And say, okay, well, I'll take a step back now, and we'll revisit this in another 6 months or another year or another 2 months. We'll revisit this. But if I have to, if we're going to sit there and we're going to fight on bicker over it over and over again, where are we getting with that? Somebody has to lead and someone has to follow. Now, if you're with a man who can't lead, you're with the wrong man. Period. Point blank.
Right now.
The end. Which it's just true. If he can't lead, then you don't follow. So then you need to find a man that you can follow and you want to take his lead. And, you know, in the show that I watched, it was really, really funny because, you know, she was an older white woman and this other young lady was a younger white woman. And, you know, she had been following this submissive role that she decided on her own that she was going to try because their marriage was at that tipping of the edge where it just wasn't working. And they are now married 52 years. And, you know, she said her daughter wanted a Facebook page. She was totally against the Facebook page, totally against it. And her husband said, well, we have to give her some room to grow. Let's see where it goes. And her answer was, now, just 20 minutes ago, never, never have a Facebook page. Never, never, never. She said, I will follow your lead if you think she needs a little room to grow, and then we will see what happens after that. Now, she abuses it. The father said, we'll take it away. You know what she said? That's fine. That'll work for me. So she breathed, and she let it go, and she was understanding that sometimes how what we feel and how what we think doesn't necessarily always work out. Neither does what he says either, but, you know, but somebody's got to be the leader, and somebody's got to be the follower. Like I told somebody the other day, they're entrepreneurs, and then there are people who work for entrepreneurs. That's why the world works, because there's one person that can do this and one person that can do that. If everybody wants to be a chief and ain't no damn Indian, the world won't work. So if you have two chiefs in your house, something's going to not go right. Something's not going to go right. You know, I'm not necessarily telling you that everything he says, you have to agree, you have to do. I'm not saying that. There has to be a level of compromise and a level of understanding and a level of let's talk about it and let's see where this is going. But at the end of the day, as the man of the house, he should have the last say so, because he should be the man of the house. So, you know, I'm not making tell everybody maybe to agree with me, because I know everybody's not. There's some women out here who are very against someone telling them what, how, when, where. Hey, that's cool. That's on you. That's how you live your life. That's cool. And I'm not telling you that doesn't work for you. If it works for you, hurrah, hooray, wonderful. As a majority, I don't think if you have two people in a household who are both leaders, that it lasts as long as a couple, whether it be same sex or whether it be man and female, who has a leader and someone who follows right behind that leader. And I don't mean behind, but I mean on the side. But okay, I'm gonna let you take the first step and let's see where we go from there. Now we fall and we plunge together, then you're going to be responsible for that plunge, and then we need to pick up and see where we need to go from there. But that doesn't mean now you take the lead now. It means he still has to get back up now and fix the mistake that he's made. But you have to give him the opportunity to do such a thing. I grew up with my mother and father being separated at a very young age. So I grew up with just my mom, who was such a strong, you know, if you can raise 14 kids, you know, 10 boys, 4 girls, you got to give her a pat on the back. You got to give her a pat on the back. But my mom still had very old school values and very old school ways that she passed on to all her daughters. But all of us don't follow those old school rules. Like I have a sister that's, you know, when we talk, it's, I won't do that. I ain't going to do that. I'm not going to say that. I'm not gonna. But she ain't with nobody. She's lonely. She's by herself. You know, and just give in a little bit. Just, you know, and submissive can mean, and let me tell you something, sexy is sexy. Submissive is sexy, too. Okay, baby, whatever you want, however you want it, no problem. You know, we always think submissive to be a negative, condescending, derogatory word, and it's not. It's just not. To me, it's not. And that means to submit over to the will of. Now, I submit to my God every day. I'm not married anymore. It's like I'm not, you know, I don't have any man to submit to. So I'm not married anymore. And I think a lot of it had to do with I was so bullheaded. I was so strong. I was so opinionated. My mouth. I had to get older. I had to start reading. I had to start learning. And I had to start changing my ways. I even had problems in my workplace because my mouth. So I had to learn how to be a little softer. Just take it down just a little bit, you know. Just a little bit. Submit just a little bit to everything around me. Now, everybody who knows me knows Uli is a big mouth. She will fight and argue you to death. But I have learned over time where I have to pick and choose my battles. I was fighting every battle with everyone, and it wasn't getting me anywhere but upset. I didn't win the battle because I was arguing and fighting. I didn't submit to it because I felt like I had to be right and I wanted to get my point across. But for what, at what cost do you do that, though? Because at the end of the day, I'm the only one upset. The person who I was arguing with was no longer upset about it. They went on about their business and did whatever they needed to do. But me, I didn't want to submit to the argument saying, you know what, I think maybe their opinion may be a little bit more concrete than mine, or maybe they're making a little more sense than me. No, couldn't be like that. I had to be right. It had to be my way. But I'm learning as I get older. The more you read, you know, the more you base your life on your Lord, you start learning different things. You start feeling a different way. You know, I have a very small circle of people I'm around because of that now. You know, so Nath, I know you've been married for quite some time now, and everybody plays a role in your house. Am I right?
Oh, that's correct. That's correct. Everyone does play their role. I mean, it's not easy all the time, but there's respective roles. But you have to establish the roles.
Mhm. And you need to do that early on. And I'm not talking about 10 years after you've been married and you're about to go through a divorce. I'm talking about early on in the relationship. You know then. If you have a very strong woman, that you have to start laying some foundation on, you know, what's your expectations of me, and let me tell you what my expectations of you are going to be. Now, if you two cannot fulfill those two, then somewhere down the line it's going to end up with you two not being together. So why not know ahead of time whether or not you're compatible, whether or not you're willing to, you know, take the back seat and let him take the lead. Because if you're not willing to do that in the beginning, you damn sure not going to be able to be willing to do that closer to the end. Because the more upset and the more angry you get, the more defiant we become. Because anger takes over. So in the beginning, when you are so in love and love, everything, the peaches and the flowers and everything, if you can't agree to doing the things then, for sure, they will not be done later on down the line when you're upset about something he said or did, or he's upset about something you said or did or did not do. You know, it's funny because, you know, like I said, there's rules to everything. There's rules to the way you work. You know, there's rules. The government has rules. So your house should have rules too. The kids should eat, be in bed, bathe. If there is a structural life the way you live, then I believe it'll last so much longer, because then there's not chaos. When you have so much, and it's not easy because everybody works different hours, different days, but some kind of structure, just some kind of structure in your life, you know, to make it a little bit more less chaotic. Because the less chaos you have in your life, the more love you find. When everybody is going in all different directions, there's no room for structure, then nobody knows what anybody's doing. It's just like, you know, we're just living the day by day, living a repetition of life, the same thing every day, and there's no growth. There's no growth in it. So where did that leave you? Now, I don't know what time it is. I'm going to take a break, and maybe some callers will call in. This is the Every Woman Talk Show. We are talking about being submissive. Does it make you weak? Can you continue to be a very strong woman or man and still be submissive?
Sounds good. Let's go to the break.
It's a official right now. In 4 minutes or less, we gonna crown all of them right now. My mama, your mama,
you,
your baby's mama's mama's mama. Wife,
you.
If you're near a woman right now, wherever you at, turn to him and say, you are appreciated.
I appreciate your smile, and the number to take to carry and birth a child.
Thank you,
and the way you play dumb, even when we're living real fast.
Ooh, thank you.
And even as a single parent, mama, you still hold it down somehow.
Thank you, mama.
Make them ends meet somehow.
Thank you, mama.
I appreciate your strength.
Thank you.
Never bite your lip to say what's on. A lady in the street and a freak when it's bedroom time.
Thank you.
Gon' ride with me, roll with me, tell me what's yours is mine.
Hey,
fellas, if you ain't got one, better search the world to find.
We're back Tuesday night, November 2nd, the Every Woman Talk Show. Yes, yes. So we've been talking about being submissive. Nancy and I talked about it for a minute, and, you know, he informed me that another young lady, someone he works with, you know, totally agrees with what I'm saying. Well, then again, she's 53. So at 53, you get it. You know, at 53, you get it. I'll be 50. I'll be 50. And so I get it. I got it now. I get it. I understand. But it took me so long to get there. When I was married, I also was very much into my religion, so I was very laid back and, you know, kind-hearted, and I let him do what he needed to do, and I followed his lead, and, you know, at sometimes I wanted to knock him in the head, but, you know, he was my husband, and, you know, whatever he said, I thought made sense because he was my husband. But coming out of that relationship, I felt like, you know what, you should have stepped in some time because he was making some bad decisions or making some bad moves, and maybe if you had stepped in, things would have, you know, been a little bit different. But then, you know, as I thought about it, if I had stepped in, things may have been a little bit different financially, but would it have been different in reference to our relationship? You know, it could have harmed our relationship more, and I would rather savor the love than the finance. You know, I can eat a hamburger. I don't need steak. I'm good. As long as I'm happy, as long as our family is happy, and, you know, we have the necessities, then I'm good. So I don't need much more than that. But I had to learn to get there. I had to learn to be that person. So, you know, at 50 and 53, I learned earlier than that. I learned probably within my early 30s when I learned that, you know. So it took me quite some time from a teenage life to, you know, my mid-years to realize the importance of every fight ain't worth fighting. And every, you know, and every man ain't worth being a husband. And every woman ain't worth being a wife. But when you're trying to get to that level and that's what you want, you have to begin to understand each other early on and know whether or not it's a compatible fit. You know, you might be physically attracted to them. You might be sexually attracted to them. You might even be mentally attracted to them. But that doesn't mean that it's a fit. Doesn't mean it's a fit. You know, you got to know that that person is willing to go the long run with you. And by asking certain things and talking about certain things, you'll figure that out. You will definitely figure that out early on, whether or not that person is in for the long run. And they're going to hold you down and agree with you when sometimes it's not agreeable. You know, but the fighting is not necessary. And I think being submissive has a lot to do with that. You know, if you just sometimes just take a breather and just say, you know what? I'm going to put my faith in you, and I'm going to let you do what you need to do, and I pray this all goes well. And when it doesn't all go well, you don't point fingers either. You let them fix it. You give them a chance to fix it. You know, I gave you the chance. Now, what are we going to do to fix this problem? It's pointing fingers, and I told you so, and all of that. That doesn't work. That doesn't work. It just creates more problems in the relationship that would have been in there, whether or not he made a mistake or if he didn't. If that's what you're going to do, if that's the person you are, then it'll never work. And pointing fingers and so on and so forth. But, you know, sometimes we do it with our family members. We do it with our sisters. And, you know, people are in bad relationships, and we tell them that that's not a good relationship, and they need to get out of that relationship, and, you know, that person doesn't listen. And the first thing you say is, I told you. Well, do you think that's going to hurt that person more, or do you think that's going to make that person feel better? You know, so sometimes we need to watch how we, you know, being submissive, you know, submit to people's feelings. Understand that they have feelings, you know. And so that word submissive goes so far, and it's so broad, and it's so big, and we downplay it so quickly. I know everybody saw 50 Shades of Grey. I know everybody saw that movie, you know. And didn't have a problem with her being submissive to that. Didn't have a problem with that, but you do have a problem being submissive with making sure your husband's meals are done and the kids are taken care of and your house is in order and he's making decisions on your finances and he's making sure that, you know, that everything is done correctly. People have a problem with that. So you're weak if you allow him to take lead and you follow. And I don't understand what's wrong with that. I don't understand what's wrong with somebody playing the lead part and somebody playing the undercast. It's gotta be a leader, and it's gotta be a fight. It's just the way life goes. In my opinion, and believe me, it's just my opinion. My opinion for every woman talk show doesn't apply to everybody. It applies to me. It applies to me and my feelings and what I think. And when I think of these topics, these shows, all you're going to get is my opinion. And I never sugarcoat things. I mean, I curse as much anymore, but I don't sugarcoat things. Now, I've been smacked in my hand. I can't curse anymore, guys, so you won't have all that. But I've been smacked in my hand by my producers. But you'll still get the real deal from me. You'll still get the real whatever's on my mind, whatever I need to say, however I'm feeling, that's still going to come out. But I was hoping, like I said, we got some more females talking about what they thought about it, because I think we are the ones who get the brunt of it. You know, when we say we're submissive to our husband, I think we are the ones that people are like, she's stupid. She's a what? You don't do what? You're what? I think we get that more so than the man when they can say, no, my husband, my wife. And I don't know if we even say that. My wife is submissive to me. I'm submissive to my husband. I don't even think we use those words. I think it's just a way of life for some of us. I don't think any of us typically, you know, have it on our shirt like, I'm submissive. You know, I don't think we have that. But when you do see that, if you're visiting and you see that, he says, well, you know, maybe we should do this tonight. And she says, okay, no problem. What's the problem with that? You know, unless, like I said, if she says, you know what, babe, I'd rather do this, that's not a problem. Like, I'm not saying if you never open your mouth, never give your opinion, never, but at the end of the day, once you've given you voiced your opinion, you've told what you felt like should be done, how it should be done, if he says, well, I still think we should go left, you got to go left. You know, I want to see more successful marriages. I want to see more black love. I just want to see it. You know, and we don't see that. We don't have that. And yeah, sure, people make mistakes. Sure, we do. But can we come back from those mistakes? I think we can. I've got a lot of juicy topics coming up for this year, for the season. Can't wait to get them out there. And as always, I always say, if there's a topic you want to hear about, put it on the Every Woman Talk Show page. I will definitely do some research on it and definitely go and put it in the roster somewhere, somehow. You'll get in there. I mean, I want to know what you guys want to hear, too. Not just what I want to hear, but I want to know what you guys want to hear, too, what you want to talk about, you know. But I thought this was a fantastic topic to talk about. I wish, like I said, we had other female listeners calling in, because I think I really wanted to hear their perspective in it. Maybe we'll revisit this some other time, Ness. What do you think?
No, it sounds good. I mean, I see we have some people on the board just listening. Just want to give a disclaimer. Those who's calling the Every Woman Talk Show, behind the scenes, watching the boards, if you have to indicate, hit that one, let us know if you want to, you know, talk to the host. And if you just want to listen, you know, we're going to keep you, you know, in that holding pattern. So when you call in and it prompts you to hit one, you know, let us know that you want to talk to the host. So, you know, I don't know if you want to remind the listeners.
And once again, you know, when you do want to come in and talk to me, you don't necessarily have to give names. You don't have to let the producer know who you are. If you want to stay, you know, behind the scenes, that's fine. We don't have to put you on blast, because some people don't want their opinions out there because, like I said, they don't want people to think certain things. I don't care what you think about me. But when I tell y'all I prefer to be a submissive woman, that is exactly what I say. That's exactly what I mean. I could care less what Jane, Jack, and Harry have to say about it. But some people don't feel the same way. So whenever you want to jump in, when we're having any topic of any sort, you never have to tell the host who you are unless you never have to tell the producer who you are unless you choose to. Real simple. But, you know, having an interaction with the audience always makes more information more fun to listen to. You're just listening to me tell you my opinion. I mean, I know I'm great and wonderful, but, I mean, we'd like to hear other people's opinions, too. But I'm so excited about being back on. I'm so excited about this. Like I said, it's our first night back on, so hopefully it'll catch on with all my old listeners and all the listeners will start tuning back in. I'll start sending out some flyers for you guys and some emails and some texts and all that stuff that we normally do, because I really want this to get on board. So we are the Every Woman Talk Show.
Yeah, you have someone online.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
Okay, let's answer this call. Just want to introduce a friend of yours. You have Miss Umi online. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Hey, Uli, it's me, Umi Sanya.
Hey.
Congratulations.
How are you?
And welcome back. I'm good. I'm actually out of town right now.
Okay.
And I saw your post, and I said, well, I want to, you know, try to listen in for a little bit. I'm absolutely loving this topic because, in my humble opinion, women have seemed to have gotten the word submissive confused with weak.
Yes.
It takes a very strong and self-assured woman to be submissive to her mate, to her loved one, to her partner. Because if there's no submissiveness, then there's no congeniality. We're the foundation. They're the ones out there in the world, so to speak, dealing with everything, dealing with every stressor, trying to hold us down, you know. And then we have to keep our end up, end of the bargain, as you said, cooking, keeping the home if we have children or whatever the case may be. But the bottom line is you can't hold him down trying to go toe-to-toe with him.
Absolutely.
You cannot be in on every absolute decision. Give your opinion when you're asked for it, but hold your tongue.
And I think people, we get it confused with, you know, being weak or other women with their opinions. She's stupid. No, babe, because this is going to last so much longer than yours will ever last, because in your house, there's nothing but fights and aggravation and hostility. And over here, there's some peace here because I'm okay with following.
Well, my question to them is, and how's that working out for you?
There you go. And that should be for all of us who feel that we need to step back a little bit and let them take charge and let them take lead. Even if you've never done it before, I would say try. Let's see how that works out for you. Let's see if you just take a step back. Just do it for 2 weeks and see the change in the pattern of what happens in your household. If you take on your role and let him take on his role and see where it goes. Just see where it goes. I guarantee you there'll be so much more humbleness in you and him, because when you become humble, so does he.
Absolutely.
You know,
he recognizes the humility in you, and sometimes using the humble approach, they will have a second thought, or they will want your opinion, or you will work closer as a unit, because he hasn't shut down, because that's what men do. Unfortunately, when you start running your mouth when you're not asked to, and your opinion is too much for whatever the case may be at that time, you're getting shut down. If they're not shutting you down verbally, Mentally, they are. They're not listening. Your thoughts are deleted. Trust me.
You know, and not to give excuses, and I say this all the time with every show we have, not to give excuses for men who venture out into other relationships, but that plays a big part in it as well. What you won't do, the next one will. So when you run in your mouth 24/7 and that, I'm not going to do this, and you're not going to, and that one over there is just like, come here, relax. It's okay. It's all right. What do you think he's going to be? What do you think he's going to be? You know, so like I said, like when there is a serious topic in a household, if you are the kind of woman that allows him to be the man, he's going to ask you what you think anyway. Well, babe, what you think we should do about this? Or how you think? What do you think? And if he doesn't, allow him to take the lead on it and just pray on it. Pray that everything that he is deciding that is good for your family is actually good for your family and is going to work out for your family. And if it doesn't, you pray on that too. We just forget. You know, like I said, these people, you got to talk to the old people. You got to talk to them. So these women who have been 60, 70 years, that's why they have been lasting as long as they have. That's why the divorce rate is so high today. Is because we don't listen. We're so quick to judge and point fingers, and you know, it's sad. It's just so sad, you know. So you know, hopefully we will have a little more understanding as we get older. My thing is, I would like to empower more young Black women to understand where we're coming from.
We get it
because, but we're an older group of women. We are more matured, seasoned women, but I would like for our younger sisters to understand, you know, our younger sisters to get that, you know. And sexy is it's a mind state. It's not what you got on. It's not what you look. I'm sexy every day. Even when I wake up in the morning, I look hot, hit to death. But, girl, you can't tell me I ain't sexy.
Okay.
Trust in my eyes, all. But it's a man, you know, but we, our young women, have it so twisted on what priorities are and what they need to look like and what they need to be and what they need to stand for. You know, it's sad.
Well,
and so they don't know the first thing about making sure dinner's cooked. Well, they just gonna order some food.
It's really, really simple, honey. How do you expect someone, and I ask young women this as well, and they look at me twisted when I say it, but I think after a while it really sinks in because I see their expression change. And the question is this, how do you expect a man to treat you like a queen if you're not treating him like a king?
King. Point blank.
Exactly.
Period. The end.
Hello. Like, okay, so.
Point blank, period, the end.
There ain't nothing to say after that,
and it's not. It's not. You know, but then we got to hope they want to be treated like a queen. You know,
and
well, that's the bigger part now, that they don't even really, they have no standards. See,
no self-respect.
You got no self-respect, no standards. We have to teach them. And that also comes with being the submissive role, too. If you have standards, then you don't have a problem with being that person, because I don't worry about what other people think. I don't worry about how other people perceive me. We got to worry about what's in this house. These four walls in, that's all that matters. But outside of that, it has nothing to do with my life. That's my outside life. My inside life is my family, my man, my kids, my grandchildren, my brothers, my sisters. And even with that, I could care less what they're thinking.
Yeah,
you know,
but they're the ones who count at the end of the day.
If it's going to make peace in my house, then we're going to do whatever we do to make peace in my house. You know, and like I said, it took a long time to do that. I would just hope some of our younger sisters start to learn to grasp those old school morals. You know, get back to making them respect them. Because that's what it's all about.
A lot of us over the years have, you know, matured and grown and been able to get our heads around how life is supposed to be, but so many of us are still stuck. That's why so many of our young women are still stuck. They have no example. They have nobody to look up to.
That's
we have
true.
A responsibility
no example.
To the young black women in our community to help uplift and upgrade their way of thinking, uplift and upgrade their way of life, help them to have a paradigm shift so that their priorities, you know, become altered and different. Not so much that they lose priorities or gain, just alter them, alter their visions and how they see the world, how what kind of perspective that they set for their own life. Like, how do you see yourself in 5 years? Goal setting, short and long term.
Like, some of these women have no
concern with any of that.
They're not concerned with any. And some of these young women, I don't understand. You have children, okay? Do you turn around and have another child by another man, unwed? Probably wasn't even in a relationship with the dude. Can you turn around and you have another? What are you thinking? What are you thinking? Like, I remember when I had my first daughter, and I remember, in my mind, I was saying to myself, I don't think this marriage is going to work. We were just going in two different directions. I loved him, but we were going in two different directions. I said, I'm not having any more kids. I'm not having any more kids. And then we wanted to have my second daughter. And I knew then, when our marriage was done, I was not having any more children. Because I didn't want to, they were still close enough in age where I didn't want to have to ship one to one and ship one to the other one.
Mm-hmm.
So I made a conscious decision for me. This had to do with the kids, for me, not to have to want to have to deal with that. And these girls are having multiple kids by multiple dudes. I'm like, what are y'all thinking? Like, what is going through y'all heads? Like, what is going through y'all heads? And I'm not saying that, you know, it's easy to, I mean, I made a conscious decision. But my sister has two kids by two and raised them one. You have wonderfully, not a problem. So it happened. It happened. But were you conscious of what you were doing? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Are they conscious of what they're doing? No.
No.
No, they're not.
That's the big difference.
They're not. They don't live with these men. They're not in relationship with these men. It's just something they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want him to follow your child? Like, I don't, I just, and then they have four or five others by somebody else, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, you know, it's just a sad world we're in, and I really hope that, you know, with this show that, you know, I get more younger women to listen to, and we can try to, you know, just get some information out there for them to understand. You know, the biggest thing for me is reading. I don't think we read anymore.
No, we don't.
Everything is so technologically savvy. Everything is on my phone, on my computer, we don't pick up a paperback hardcover book and read anymore. We don't even do it on our phones anymore. We don't even do it on the Kindles. There's no reading going on in our society and our communities.
Mm-hmm. We won't even talk about not going to museums and, you know, art exhibitions and poetry and things that help to give us a different consciousness about
a different culture.
Who we are.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. I remember when my oldest daughter was three, and her father said, "Come on, we're gonna go ice skate." I'm like, "Ice skating? Black people don't ice skate." And I said, "You don't know how to ice skate?" And girl, we got up on that ice, and you would have thought he was one of them Olympic people. And I was like, "Not you, not the best of terrorists, dude."
Okay.
Now you wouldn't be able to tell none of his friends that he was able to do that, because they would never believe it. They would have to see it to believe it. And we all went together one day. It was like, "What?" What? I was like, I could not even, but that was outside of our culture. Black people weren't ice skating. You only saw white people when I, not, and I don't want to stereotype anything, but you just didn't see
it. That's the truth. Mm-hmm.
You didn't see it. We roller skate, but we did not ice skate. We did not ice skate. And so my children were able to do things that their peers didn't do, because we were living in a different area. And it was something that he knew how to do that I couldn't do, but we went and did it, you know. So there's things that we need to open up, you know, open up horizons for our children as well. We are cultured in certain things, but we need to broaden that culture to them.
Exposure, yes, absolutely. And that's the
we
key.
We have to.
Exposure.
We have to. Yep. So
I think that's why I do what I do for a living, because I'm able to impart to, you know, young children. I work with preschoolers. I work with elementary school children.
Mm-hmm.
I work with older children and children with special needs.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
most of the time when I work with children, I share with them how art is for everyone. And there's no wrong or right way to do something. It's all about who you are and what you feel. Young children, especially African-American children, need to be empowered about who they are. And if it doesn't find home with their moms and dads, especially their moms, because moms spend more time at home, music, culture, spiritual grounding, that's the other part that's missing. If you go into a classroom, half the children in there, no, 85% of the children in there don't even know how to pray.
You know what? The sad thing about that, too, is we're so caught up in the commercialized things of, you know, they know about Christmas. Oh, they know about Christmas, but they don't know the purpose of it. They don't know the purpose of it, you know.
Or the origin.
I mean, yeah, and I'm not even going to sit here and try to make it seem like, you know, we as Muslims are so much different because we fast for 30 days and then, you know, the kids get, because they might not even know the concept of that either. You know, that's because we don't teach them the concept of it. We don't teach them the knowledge of what they need to know prior to the thanks that they're giving. But we are about to close out. I am so grateful. I know you're out of town. I saw that on Facebook. I'm so glad that you took time out to call me. Since, you know, I love
you
with all my heart.
And I am glad I did, too, and I love you more. Please keep up all the wonderful work. Thanks
Thank
for having
you,
hon. Me.
Thank you. Call
I'll
anytime.
I'll give you a holler
you know
when
I
get
it.
Back.
Okay,
okay,
all right. I'll talk with you soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
So here again, the Every Woman Talk Show, you know, like I said, I like to have the opinions on other people because, you know, everybody has their own set mind, thought, how they believe in things. And I just want more happiness. I want more marriages to last longer. I want, you know, our kids to see that you know, our grandkids to see that. I want them to see that we can last. It can last. You know, I want to see peace in the household. So at the end of the day, the Every Woman Talk Show, I enjoy doing this every Tuesday. Please hit me up on my blog. If you guys have anything that you want to talk about, hit me up on Facebook. And, you know, we have archive shows from last season. If anybody wanted to check out the last show from last season, please do that. And I will see you guys, or I won't see you guys, but I'll definitely talk to you guys and hear you guys next Tuesday. Peace out.
I was so excited when I was asked to be the host of the Every Woman Talk Show. I think it's a forum where we get a chance to express everything. But the funny thing about it for me is, even though it's hosted by a woman, it's not just for women. I like the views of men and women. I mean, we talk about things from relationships. You can't get one point of view. You have to get both points of view. So it's a show that I think is very versatile. We talk about politics, relationships, money. We talk about all kinds of things. So it's a show I think that everybody would like to listen to. So listen in. Hi, it's Uli Wells from the Every Woman Talk Show, and you're listening to Shadow World Radio.